You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Next week is the end of classes for Milwaukee Public School students before summer break. Something that's always a challenge for a system the size of MPS is to meet each student's exact needs. That's where programs like Forward Scholars fill in the gaps. It's a tutoring program in MPS schools that pairs a tutor with a student for one-on-one specialized instruction. Lake Effect's Jimmy Gutierrez sat down with Dr. Carrie Strife-Stusey, Forward Scholars Executive Director, to learn about the program.
Common Ground spoke with over 130 community members and asked the community, you know, what do you want to see happen with these ESSER dollars? So this is when we were getting that COVID relief money from the government. And resoundingly, the community said reading tutoring. You know, our kids need to be able to read. So it really was a community effort and community voices that got this program started. Since then, Forward Scholars, we have become our own 501c3. And so now we are an independent nonprofit doing this work, you know, still in collaboration with Common Ground and with support and partnership with them. But we also partner heavily with the Milwaukee Public Schools. And so the ESSER funds were 2 years worth of tutoring. And now we know that moving into the future, we're working on contracts directly with MPS. And part of that process includes figuring out which schools we're going to be at. And so the schools, when they were first selected, were built upon partnerships that were already existing in the community. So which schools could we go to where there were organizations that were already partnered, where we could have tutors that would want to go to that school and build that relationship? We also look at which schools have students that might not otherwise get access to this tutoring. Because our tutoring really is a form of high dosage intervention. And so when kiddos get that in kindergarten through third grade, we know that it makes a huge impact. And then if kids are reading by the end of third grade, they're most likely to graduate from high school. And so we really look at data at schools to make sure that we are getting into schools that might not necessarily have support already in place for those kindergarten through third grade kiddos. Mm-hmm.
In a place like Milwaukee, tutoring feels specifically important. And I know there's been a lot of talk about students falling behind after the pandemic, but that kind of erases the fact that there was an opportunity gap to begin with racially, which has seemingly lasted forever. So if you could just talk about why it matters in a place like Milwaukee.
So the complexities of being in an urban city are large. And the opportunity gap has been around for decades, probably more than that, but that's how long I've been studying it. And so it's important that rather than just admiring that problem, that we do something to disrupt it. And that's really what Forward Scholars is here to do. I'll tell you right now, trying to find people with reading licenses, reading teacher, reading specialist licenses is really challenging. So when you think about a district with 70-ish, hopefully that number's right, elementary schools, it's nearly impossible to get a high quality reading teacher, reading specialist in every school, you know, even if there was funding to be able to support that. So what Forward Scholars does is we really partner with the district to work together to provide that expertise and to create a program that can fill that gap that's really challenging to meet when you're in a large urban district like Milwaukee.
I would love to talk about the volunteers since we're kind of talking about those and the people that are in the classroom and doing this kind of training. Can you kind of tell me about the training that they go through and what are you looking for?
So when it comes to the tutors, and I'll give a double look because our tutors are our volunteers. And those are the people that are working one-on-one with the kids and delivering the instruction. But I'm going to back up just a minute to say that we also hire certified teachers that are site coordinators. And it's another unique component of our program is that each school has a site coordinator that is on site and who not only pre-assesses and assesses kids along the way, progress monitors kids, but they are the ones that are writing the individualized lessons for kids and making sure that all of the materials are prepped for our tutors. So our community volunteers are overjoyed, to put it mildly, with our program because we hear, compared to other experiences that they've had, that it's a place that's uber organized and where they feel like they can really be effective. So when those tutors walk through the door, they pick up a bin for their kid. It has an individually written lesson plan. It has all of the materials prepared for them, and they're ready to go. There's no pre-prep. There's nothing they have to get ready. And then the other benefit of the way the program is structured is that that certified teacher, that coach, is in the room for every single session. And so what I tell tutors when they're contemplating whether this is a good fit for them is there's two requirements. Number one, they need to want to make a difference for a child. And number two, they need to be willing to ask questions. Because if they're willing to ask questions, they have someone there to support them with everything that they need.
You sent me to Escuela View, where I talked with some of them and the site coordinators, and I just want to play a little tape here.
All right, you guys, I'm going to pass out your reading certificate so you can see how much you've grown over the year.
I'm Megan Miner. We are at Escuela View in Walker's Point, Milwaukee. Every day we take four groups of students, anywhere from like 4 to 7 kids, and for an hour our tutors are working with them on reading skills, writing skills, even conversational skills. And basically we're here to help students who are currently reading below grade level, and we're trying to help them get to or above grade level.
Fruit with whipped cream, and then take 2 to 3 books, okay?
We think there was a mistake on the instruction guide. It said we could come to the snack table one time.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
Sorry.
That can't be right.
You know, a lot of the students that we work with are coming in like 2-3 grade levels behind where they should be reading. I saw a kid really figure out how to channel his anger. And I think that was one of the main reasons he was struggling with reading, is because he was so emotional and hard on himself. And we just, at Forward Scholars, we're big on like growth mindset, and it's okay to make mistakes. And so when he's with us, he's just constantly hearing like it's okay to make mistakes, and we actually love that. And so I think he just kind of like got a little bit more comfortable with that, and he went from a K-5 to mid-third, and he's in third grade, which is amazing because next year we won't be able to work with him as he's moving off to fourth grade. So I just feel like so much more confident where he's at now.
This is your reading progress. Look at what you had September to November. You knew 46 out of the words.
82.
And at the end of the year, what'd you get?
96.
Ah, that's so great. My name's Linda Bunton. I'm a Forward Scholars tutor, and I hadn't tutored before. Didn't know quite what to expect, but Megan, our site coordinator, was fabulous in helping us every step of the way, and I loved the little girl that I tutored. She was just a lot of fun. I'm going to miss her next year. It's just fun to see the kids learning and that you're actually doing some good, and you can see the results. It's just very satisfying. The kids are fun. I loved every bit of it. Congratulations. You did such a great job this year.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You know, you talked a bit about your background as an educator, and specifically with this age group. Can you tell me what you saw as the literacy needs for students in Milwaukee?
So I was a kindergarten, first, second, and third grade teacher in Milwaukee, and I was actually a literacy coach too. After that, I spent 11 years in Wauwatosa as a reading specialist. So I feel really lucky that I have really in-depth and broad experience with kids in kindergarten through fifth grade. And I will say being a teacher in Milwaukee is unique. And so one of the big pieces that I saw and that I felt when I was a classroom teacher in MPS in those early grades was that there were many of my students who didn't have the opportunity to engage meaningfully with books with adults. They had adults that cared deeply about their success, but some of their adults weren't necessarily readers or literate themselves. Some of their adults worked 2 or 3 jobs. Some of their adults worked when they came home from school. So as much as these grown-ups in their lives, as much as they want their kiddos to succeed and to be their best, that opportunity isn't always there. And so one of the benefits of Forward Scholars is that one-on-one relationship. We've found the impact of that is almost indescribable. There are kids that come to school more because they know they're going to get to see their person. there's kiddos that smile more because they know that someone is there consistently that cares about them. There's kiddos that engage with books outside of school because we send home books with them and we tell them that you're a reader wherever you go. And they have access to that book every day and they can talk to someone at home about the book they're reading. I mean, there's just so many ways that Forward Scholars addresses pieces that are challenges in, you know, in an urban district.
And I think I would just unfortunately leave us about how does funding look coming up? Because as you had talked about, there's a partnership with MPS, which is going through some extreme internal strife, just delayed a vote on their next year's budget, which is calling for the loss of hundreds of jobs across the school district. So what does the future look like for the program and what should we expect with Forward Scholars moving forward?
Thank you. Thank you for bringing up this important piece of the puzzle. So these first 2 years that we've been in existence, we have been funded through those ESSER funds. So as the community can imagine, we head into a challenging territory in the next school year as well as the school years to come. I'm really happy to say, though, that because of our strong results, so after our first year in existence, so a year of tutoring, our students grew on average over a year and a half of reading in less than 9 months of tutoring. And what we're looking at for this year, our data looks even better this year. At mid-year, kids had grown a full year of reading and less than a half of a year of tutoring. And we're looking at data being at least 2 years of growth in reading by the end of this year. So yes, our data speaks for itself. And I want to point out too that that's quantitative data, but we also do take qualitative data with the kiddos. We do a survey. And the impact that this is making on their belief in themselves as readers and on their belief in being able to do hard things is extremely strong. And so there's so many more pieces to the puzzle, you know, even than just that data. But because of the strong results that we have, because of that, we have a strong partnership with MPS. And when you think about serving students with less teachers next year, it only exacerbates the importance of having tutoring and having our program in schools for kiddos that might not have as many adults in that school that are there for instructional purposes. So number one, it's pointing out how much more we are needed in schools for next year. But number two, I'm very confident that working with the administration and MPS that we will be supported because of our results, but also because of the strong partnerships that we build with schools.
That was Forward Scholars Executive Director, Dr. Carrie Strife-Stusi. She spoke with Lake Effect's Jimmy Gutierrez. And if you're interested in becoming a volunteer tutor, you can find that information at wuwm.com.